Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I had multiple, and I appreciate the offers. I had multiple, this is dating back like for months, not even just the day of. And I'm like, nah, I think I'm good. And thank God that I said that, because the last thing in the world, I don't know if you could draw up a place that I'd rather be less than MetLife yesterday in the cold, in the rain. I didn't even want to watch that game on TV. All due respect. And I had it on as part of the quadrant, but that is just... that is a dreadful game. And then to see that Evan was there.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, finally a win. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, nobody who went to that game came away with a win. That is a loss. The cold, the rain. Oh, Jets, Falcons, you couldn't have a worse matchup than that.
There's only one thing to make MetLife look worse, and that was, you know, aesthetically have a day like yesterday with a range drop in. You got that cold. Like, there was a cold. I got off the plane. I got back from Dallas yesterday. And there was a cold, like my bones were cold, like I could eat like a rawness as I was coming out of Newark Airport. I'm like, oh my God. And, you know, you just see there was a lot of empty seats, like the gray, drab backdrop when nobody's in MetLife, and the Falcons stink, and the Jets record stinks. Although, again, if you're just tuning in, I'm thrilled for the wins. I'm not trying to be, you know, negative. I'm just reacting. Yeah, that's a different conversation. But, yeah, you've got to be...
it was the worst game on the slate yesterday. I mean, or at least one of the worst games on the slate yesterday.
Yeah, I think the only way you go to that game... is if you're taking a child, and it's like that's one of the two games you're going to take him to. And I know that Evan took one of his sons. I don't know if it's Jet or his other one. Or you're just, you have no responsibility and you could tailgate and, you know, you just do whatever you want. Because if you have responsibility and you willingly carve out, you know, if you tailgate an hour before and after minimally, if you carve out 6 hours on your, willingly doing that to go sit there in the rain, you're out of your mind.
I mean, the only other game that would give it a run for its money as far as being less meaningful yesterday, because at least, you know, the Niners, you have the Niners. Okay, at least meaning that they're relevant and the games matter. Jacksonville, the games matter. Miami, New Orleans would have been the only other game.
Yes.
And at least that's in Miami. You know, you could say, now it was, I don't think it was great weather there either, if I'm not mistaken. I watched a little bit of that game at the end, and maybe it was okay. But there was bad weather. It seemed all over the place yesterday. Anyway, at least that's Miami. This game, and now for you, like you said, you were just that. Imagine going to the game you went to, Thanksgiving Day, Dallas and Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Doesn't get much better than that on Thanksgiving.
Good.
And then having the drop-off of going to the Jets-Falcons at MetLife.
Although it was not without some impediments, shall we say. Here.
What do you mean? Did you had four tickets? Or
we
no?
had four. No, we okay. went. We went to the game.
I saw a lot of the pictures. You were texting us, but then I saw you post some of them.
Yeah, I did. So
first time in that stadium?
No. Remember, I took the Jet trip a couple of years ago?
Yeah, okay, that's
remember
right.
Remember when Sauce could have had the pick six of Dak in the flats, and he dropped it, and there was nobody in front of him? Yeah, and of course, that was when
Colt, first time your son?
First time that my... and Jen's from there, and she went to the who the hell was it? Zach. When they opened up the stadium years ago, she went to the first concert. It was country western.
Okay.
So she's been there. She's never actually seen the Cowboys, and she's a huge Cowboys fan. But and my daughter's a Cowboys fan as well because of mommy. So it was really cool to see that great stadium. But there were issues, bro. First of all, I was so annoyed at my wife, and I've told her this for years. Right? She's got this now in my house. I'm gonna take a little detour. I gotta air some grievances here. So in my house, my kids don't touch my phone. You're not. Don't touch Daddy's phone. And when Daddy's on the phone, do not look over my shoulder and read what Daddy's writing. Right. That's not the way it goes. Right. You know. Now, in my wife's defense, she's got kids are, especially my daughter, hanging on her all the time. I get it. It's a little different, but she is like in outer space, realizing that the kids are peering over her shoulder and sometimes looking at what she's writing. And a lot of it's business, or right. I'm not saying it's anything bad, but what happened was she and I were texting about, oh, how should we tell the kids, how should we surprise them about that Daddy and Mommy came through with four Cowboy tickets on Thanksgiving Day, because we've been talking about that forever. So I told my son before we went, the morning going to the airport, waiting for the Uber, I says, Colt, I said, Mom and Dad have something pretty cool lined up. He's like, oh, the Cowboys game? I'm like, what? How do you know? And it wasn't like a random guess. He's like, Mommy's phone. I'm like, all right. So I was already annoyed at that. All right, number one. Number two, now this I can't possibly be ignored at, but it was definitely an issue. So my in-laws were great because we wound up eating so early in the day because the game, 3:30 local Dallas right. time, I mean, it's Thanksgiving.
Right.
So I scarfed down two plates in 37 minutes, which I didn't really, I wanted to
what
enjoy
time?
It.
Like 12:30?
Yes. Okay. Yes, okay. Exactly yeah. when we sat down. A little early. Yeah. A little early to go to a game that, you know, I don't really care to watch the Cowboys play. I really don't. Right?
So you're taking one for the team.
Doing
you're
for
doing
my
it
family.
For, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right. You'd think I got some bonus points out of it. I got none. I got Ajit instead. So now I can't falter for this. I felt terribly. We have to take an Uber. My father-in-law's like, I'll drive you there. I'm like, no, Fred, there's no way. Just stay here, have a glass of wine, eat. No, we'll take the Uber. So we take the Uber, and we get dumped a mile from the stadium, so we got to navigate a mile's worth of people getting to the stadium. Same thing going back to get the Uber, which was a pain in the ass. This is where I felt badly for Jen. She actually was sick. She threw up. Like,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Not drinking at all. Like, she was really not feeling well. So multiple times, like,
wow,
it
on
was,
the walk up?
Yeah.
That's a rough one.
Tell me about it. It was, you know, more rough for her than me at that point. I did feel.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Genuinely bad about it, but so it stripped away some of the enthusiasm. Like, she wasn't really vocal at the game. She was kind of
nobody
quiet.
Else had it? I mean, it wasn't like a bad turkey or anything like that?
No, it wasn't. I mean, I felt good. I actually kept eating once I got to the stadium. I got a pretzel. I got a couple beers. I mean, I'm here. But
you good, honey? No.
It was just, I told her, I said, I'm never doing that again. I said, that is it. Bucket list. It was great. I'll go to another Cowboys game. Never again on Thanksgiving.
Bad traffic getting out of there?
Pain in the ass, dude.
There was no tailgating. You had said that you were going to tailgate with the entire family.
We were thinking before we got the tickets that maybe we would go all 15 or 20 of us, rent a big screen TV. Now, this was a very ambitious plan that I really never really thought would fully come to fruition, but I was down with it. Tailgate, you know, have our food, do the turkey on site. My father-in-law is a great cook. That didn't work out, so it was just the four of us, but it was just a long day. Like, you know,
the kids have fun.
They felt they were worried about mommy. Like mommy really didn't feel great.
Yeah. You know? Any issues once you got in the stadium with her?
Well, no. You know? Then we just had to walk basically a mile to the Uber lot, which is it's just a lot of moving parts. I'll leave it at that.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. I can understand throwing up at the game yesterday, like Jets-Falcons watching that garbage. Pete is calling from Seaford. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Pete.
You know, BT, yeah. do you given the needs of this team, which is, you know, obviously a quarterback, all the things you went through already. They need a safety. They need a linebacker. They need a run-stuffing nose. You know, I'm still out on Glenn. I don't know if he's going to be the guy that's going to be the coach that takes this team to, playoff contention. But do you really think that winning, say, 4 out of the last 6 and that momentum that maybe you could talk about is better than having control of your own destiny in the draft? Like, do you think that winning 4 out of 6 will soothe over, and with the 11th overall pick, the New York Jets select? Like, do you really think that that's the right way to go about the rest
of
the season?
Yeah, I do. Now, that is not how I've always felt. I first of all, and I'm not all in on Aaron Glenn. I mean, I think it would be a little foolish to be all in, like he's absolutely the guy that's going to lead the Jets to the promised land. I'm liking what I'm seeing, so I'm definitely more all in than more in than not. I'm not out at all. It's just how far I'm in. And that will gain steam, hopefully, the rest of the year. Yes, I do, Pete, because I want him to be emboldened. I want him to feel, you know, that his messaging is rooting, that the young kids on the team. Now, you could probably take 15 or 18 players now and just whack them off the roster for next year. So it's not, I know it's not a complete carryover, but there's something to be said for learning how to win and now hitting the practice field this week. Let me ask you this, Pete. If the Jets would have lost 20-3 and they couldn't muster more than 6 first downs, what do you think the tone's like at practice this week? What do you think it's like? It's awful. The guys are checking out. Guys aren't even interested. At least this, to me, this assures a competitive template for. And really, it's been like this for the last month because they won before the bye against Cincy. So, yeah, I do think it's beneficial myself.
Yeah. Pete, what do you think? Why do you think losing's beneficial?
I think I'm conditioned differently. I think if you're not going to be a playoff team, you should maximize your draft pick.
Well, how's that worked historically? How's that worked historically for the Jets, Giants, and others?
Well, I mean, that's why we're having this conversation. The Jets haven't done well in the draft in 12 years. I mean, you talked about Idzik before. I'm having flashbacks, all this draft capital to the Idzik 12-pick draft that, you know,
right, but
two
Pete,
of the guys are in the NFL after that.
Pete, it's not just the Jets. It's other teams as well, and thank you for the call. Teams like the Browns who are always picking atop the draft. So you can have a good draft even if you're not picking atop the draft. But the idea that you need to tank and, well, odds are, yeah, we get a better player with a better pick. Not necessarily. I mean, it has been proven. It is fact that is not necessarily the case. Well, how many times do you need to see with both the Jets and Giants? But also throw in other teams who are constantly doing the same thing. So even this year, if you could go back and redraft, would you take, if you're the Giants, would you take Cam Ward or Jackson Dart? And think about where you got those two. So for everybody saying, whoa, we need to tank so the Giants can get the better quarterback. No, they found one anyway. Not even close to tanking. There's always the Jets did suck for Sam and didn't suck enough to where then they had to trade up to be able to select him. They still got the guy that they wanted. How did that work out? So it's not just about that. I can understand both sides of the argument, but what you can't dispute are the facts.
Yes, and just to further the facts a little bit and really, you know, elaborate on why I've changed very abruptly. Like I have shifted my belief system on this. It used to be the exact opposite. All right, but there are certain situations where, and I've said this part before, like you just don't believe in the coach. You want to lose out, bleed out, if you want to use that Yankee terminology that I used a couple of years ago, bleed out so that you would think that it would force the ownership to do something that you want done, meaning get rid of a coach, get rid of a GM, whatever it might be, something radical, just a real reset. To me, the worst kind of wins here, right, the worst kind of wins are the ones where people who will not be involved in the future are a central part of that. And while Trevor Lawrence is good, he's not amazing, but think about when the Jets beat the Rams and everything changed with Trevor Lawrence. Who was the star of that game? It was Frank Gore. Frank Gore was like 38 years old getting carries. I'm like, What are we doing? Like, this makes no sense. Yesterday, the guys who made play, I know Tyrod Taylor's the quarterback. He's been around 15 years.
No, but still.
That, outside of him, clearly, think about the young O-line. Think about the young receiver they got back in the Colts trade. Think about the young tight end. I know Breece Hall wasn't great, but think about Breece Hall. Think about those players. They have been central centrally involved in this little recent rash of wins, which is very different than guys who are on their last legs who you know won't be a part of it next year. So to me, that's a big difference.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.